This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Yeah, Dave Harrigan with a fair point. Why isn't this a day game for the Twins? I mean, come on, Twins.
Yeah, help the day game crowd out. Come on.
How about that crowd last night?
Not strong.
How about horrible?
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, let's just, we like to tell the truth here. The crowd was terrible last night. Okay, speaking of terrible, 700 violent threats against schools in 45 states in the 3 weeks after the Georgia killing. A lot of texts, a lot of calls. Let's go to the calls here. Charlie, thanks for your patience. Go ahead, you're on CCO.
Thank you, Chad. I just wanted to say it's a great question. I appreciate all that you and your staff at CCO do there to bring these type of topics to our attention.
Thank you.
I've been listening to all the you bet. I've been listening to all the examples that you've given and everybody else has said, and you've touched on a lot of things, but then it made me think of maybe a couple other things that weren't necessarily talked about. One is the economics, or economics plays a role. You have single parents who work. They don't come home. The kids are by themselves, alone. They don't have supervision. They have the video games. I have a grandson that even at age, I think, 5, and another one at 9 or 10, and they were playing Grand Theft Auto. And there's a lot of violence in a lot of these video games, a lot of access to things that aren't good. And these children aren't supervised. And that has an impact. And the other thing that I was thinking about was, I'm sure they must be profiling these children that are perpetrating these acts. They must be putting together some sort of profile. They have to. But it boils down to supervision, I think, lack of it. And one other thing is activity. The children that don't have a parent or parents that are giving them any attention that they need is to put them in some sort of recreational activity. When I was a kid, we had rec centers that we could go to and, you know, play basketball or whatever. We always had something to keep us busy in a healthy way. So that's sort of my input on it.
Charlie, thanks for the call. Dave, I think Charlie makes excellent points. Excellent points. You know, one or two parents, if they're not home for multiple hours on a regular basis, depending upon how the child is doing, you just have a better chance if it's a good parent who's around the kids. The lousy parent, you know, would I rather have the kid alone? I guess it gets to degrees of how lousy that parent is, right, Dave? But a kid who finds something to do, who finds a passion in life, I don't care if it's sports, it's music, it's a club, whatever. And if they are individuals who thrive or who are helped by being around other kids, peers, adults, sign me up. And if you become too isolated, that can lead to more issues. Now, we have individuals who are adults who prefer alone time. That's their preference. And so I get that. So we tried to do it too, especially with Hunter and Griffin. It was more unique with Q because of his health issues. But let's try some things. the early years of your lives, because I don't think it just should be, hey, you know, I played hockey before, or I was in choir before, so you have to do it. And I think we did a pretty decent job of that to find out what they liked. Now, maybe everybody doesn't have that opportunity because they're so busy or finances. But I thought Charlie made a lot of good points that puts kids in a better position.
And we've heard it, I mean, in our own town, in Minneapolis, you know, with the problem with youth crime around here the last few years, even the police chief, other folks in Minneapolis have said part of the strategy to combat the youth crime is to find ways to get kids involved in community activities, whether it be, you know, as you said, community centers or sports or, you know, arts, whatever it is, to get the kids busy, you know, have them doing something that isn't just sitting around or finding ways to get in trouble because they're bored.
Stu, thanks for your patience. Really appreciate calling and go ahead. You're on WCCO.
Yes, Chad, the big thing is there's no consequences anymore. Back about 20 years ago, I was in Big Brothers Big Sisters, a young man and his buddies got together on a Wednesday. It was a beautiful day in the winter, and they wanted to get out of school, so they called in a bomb threat. Well, there was the new caller ID, and he got caught, and the consequences was he got to go to a place over in West Hennepin County that used to be like a jail. And he got to spend almost a year in there. It scared him straight. He's an excellent young man, and he went joined the Army as an upstanding citizen, but his consequences woke him up.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Well, we see that way too much right now in a lot of major towns. Let's just zero in Minneapolis. If you listen to this show, if you listen to other shows on the station, if you pay attention, year after year lately, we have way too many kids, 11, 12, 13, involved in crimes. And how many times is it Brian O'Hara on with us, on with somebody else saying, yeah, this is our fourth time with this kid. This is our fifth time with this kid. And that's led to some of my criticism towards Mary Moriarty, the Hennepin County attorney, where philosophically I get that 12-year-old versus 22 and a 32-year-old, but sometimes the parents are literally, Stu, and thanks for the phone call so much, are begging, Dave, you know this, begging, arrest my damn kid.
Yeah.
We're not doing enough. And that's part of what happened. The one that took place, what is it now, maybe 5-6 weeks ago, when it was the three or four kids carjacked, they got shot. They were trying to coordinate that between police and Moriarty's office. And it fell apart. Moriarty has the press conference first. And then O'Hara has to come out next day and basically say, we don't agree. I don't think she's telling the truth. And so consequences absolutely do matter. Trickster, you are next on WCCO.
Good afternoon, Chad. Echoing somewhat what Stu said, consequences coming into play. I turned back the clock 50, 60 years ago to a small town in southern Minnesota, Blue Earth. And when a member of the family or somebody you knew got into trouble, there was almost like a stigma, or there was something where people go, we really don't want to associate with this person, or the families, the siblings, other people in the community would also somewhat suffer from people who got into trouble. And I'm not saying you have to bring back the stigma type of thing, but I'm trying to figure out, where did we fall off the cliff to where that type of thing didn't occur, you know, to where there were ramifications within the family structure or the friendship structure of these kids and these students. And that's what we got to get clarified, and then we go from there. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, my friend. I appreciate it. I'm sure I'll see you at the game sometime soon. What do you say about that, Dave? The line of, boy, it's a reflection on everybody in the family versus in some cases where the parents are working their butts off and they're doing it. If we all knew what the parent or parents are doing, we'd say, wow, I can't blame them. The onus is really on the child.
Again, it's not a one-size-fits-all, right? It's every situation is different. Every kid is different. Every set of parents is different. And, you know, I look back to when I was a kid. I didn't make bomb threats. I didn't do a whole lot of much that would get me in trouble because I was terrified. I wanted to be the good kid. I did not want the wrath of my parents or teachers or anybody else, you know, and that was just me. Other kids I knew were good kids, but you know what? They didn't have that same fear.
Yeah. A little bit of healthy fear, nothing wrong with that. As long as, you know, people don't take it too far, and sadly some do. A little bit like that autism story that Ari was mentioning last hour, which sounded just awful. Let's pause and remind you of the Twins and the Marlins here on CCO tonight.